In book club today with a focus on writing your own story. With me on the line is Sarah Bullen, who is a writing coach and agent who has mentored any number of authors over the years. She runs a number of different writing courses, hosts writers' retreats overseas. She's penned several books herself. She ghostwrites other people's books. She is absolutely immersed in the art of storytelling. And she and her business partner, Kate Emerson, have recently published a book called Write Your Book in 100 Days with the delightful subtitle Stop Mucking About and Just Write Your Book. Sarah Bullen, welcome to Cave Talk. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Pippa.
As luck would have it, Sarah, the guest before you has actually sort of set things up for us very nicely because he made a very strong case for the fact that everybody has a story of some kind to tell and that stories are worth listening to. But of course, getting people to listen requires telling the story in a way that is compelling. And that's where you and this workbook come into our story today. So tell us a little bit about what inspired you to produce this book.
So this book really has been an evolution of working with writers for so many years, over 15 years, and getting them to cast their story down in paper. And very different to verbal storytelling. You know, one of my rules or my mantras is that talking is not writing. And writing is an art form that is completely different and unique. And for many people, there is a huge calling to record their life story. And so what I've done over years of working with authors, we run our mentorships, is we've really got a process that we kind of think ends up with you having a publishable book, because that's what many people want. They don't just want to tell their story. They want others to read it. Mm. So really, this book is very focused on how could you write your story in a way that others actually want to read, which is one of the big challenges of an author, to actually cater for the reader.
Sarah, it's a time of such massive shift in the publishing industry. I mean, prepping for this and reading your book, I had to smile because I did one of your freelance writing courses quite a long time ago. Let's leave it at that. And in those days, you know, the advice was, this is how you pitch to a publishing house. This is how you submit your manuscript. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope with it so that they can mail it back to you if they don't want it. You know, now you go onto a website, click on submit your manuscript, send it as an attachment. The whole process is different. There are opportunities to self-publish. To say there's been dramatic change in the publishing industry in the last 5-10 years is an understatement, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is beyond radical. Largely driven, of course, by just the advent of, you know, digital and social media and the fact that, you know, publishers are accessible. It used to be a very rarefied domain, as you said. I mean, when I sent my first novel off with trembling knees and pounding heart with the self-addressed stamped envelopes at the Illovo post office, it was a nerve-wracking moment. I never heard another word from any of those publishers. They never used the self-addressed stamped envelope. Aww. But that's the, you know, one of the black holes so many of us fall into as writers. But, you know, this day and age, not just are publishers more accessible, and they actually have portals in which you submit your book, you like submittable.com, and you track your submissions to Variety within the stables. But equally, you know, the domain of self-publishing has meant that so many authors who are not able to get a publishing deal still have a platform to actually print and promote their own story, which has its pros and cons, because as many people will tell you that some part of self-publishing has meant that the high critical standards are being stepped over in some publishing models, and other people, it's just been the most incredible platform for people to get their books out there and their stories into the world, and to establish themselves as some sort of thought leader, right? Because many people who write books and want to self-publish don't necessarily need the backing of a traditional publisher, which will handle your distribution and physically get you into the bookstores, and they are happy to really put out a good story and allow it to be digitally sold on your Amazon, print on demand, or any of those kind of platforms. So yeah, it's changed the world of publishing, and people can get published with a much lower entry level.
Barrier to entry, I mean, it's fascinating, Sarah. Look, I mean, I interview authors all the time and from both stables. I interview those who've come to us via the publishing house with all the machinery of the marketing support behind it and fantastic. And then I also interview some people who have self-published, and some of those I look at and I go, wow, I can't believe a big publishing house didn't take this book. Mm-hmm. Others I read and I think, well, I can see why you had to self-publish, because this book is badly in need of an editor, for example. But yes. As you said, it has unlocked the door for people to have that platform to tell their stories. Of course, it all comes down to how well the story is told. And your book is a very practical guide to the potential writer, Sarah, to sort of focus and get clarity on things like format and genre and structure and the key themes that are going to run through the book and some of the mechanisms of plot and protagonist. And there are exercises all the way along to sort of help them clarify that thinking. At the end of the day, though, how much comes down to writing talent? I mean, Sarah, can you massage somebody through this process who doesn't start as a particularly talented writer and still get a decent book out the end of it?
You know, that's the most interesting thing, because actually talent has got very little to do with ending up being a published author. Mm. Most often, what actually takes you along the very long road, because writing a book, it's a long journey, Pippa. I mean, we are talking a year. Some of my authors of a mentorship have got a book to a publisher within 4 months, but for most of us, ordinary souls, tapping it out at the typewriter, it takes a year. I've written 12 books, and each time it's never under a year. And by the time you get to the end of the book, it's got very little to do with talent, in the sense of some creativity that people may be born with that you don't have. No. What gets you at the end of the day to having a book in your paws, standing there smiling at a book launch, is absolute discipline.
Yeah.
So, and that is what is, that's what makes being an author quite a big deal. You know, they say that of the people who want to write a book, 2% end up finishing a book. And I can tell you, it is hard going to get that 80,000 words down on a page. So it takes a long time, and it's not about talent, because most often, by the time you get to the end, your first version of your book is not very good. And you know, we have the classic idea of your first draft, which is to be binned, but it's not that way. But the first version of this book is not going to be crafted and brilliant, and the plot's not going to sing, and your characters may not beg to be read. But by the time you've done your third or your fourth or your fifth draft of your book, you're starting to get a story that captivates readers and pulls them out of their ordinary life and into the world of story, which I think you were talking about earlier. How do you make this world of story and invite people in? And that's not talent.
Sorry. Okay, so it's more than talent. You mentioned the word discipline, and I'm nodding my head because I'm thinking clearly of reading Stephen King many years ago, Stephen King's book on writing, where he speaks to this issue of the discipline of writing, that it's not wafting around waiting for a moment of inspiration where you will seize a pen or step up to the typewriter and jot down your thoughts, that you need to make it habit to sit at that desk and commit to certain hours of the day or whenever it is that you say to yourself, I am going to write at this time, and make it an appointment with myself that I will not break. That often it's that process of just showing up that unlocks what ultimately becomes the book.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a sort of idea out there that the muse will strike you at some time. And the muse doesn't strike until you've created that time and that space. And then it arrives. So there isn't some sort of mysterious thing out there that happens to people that makes them particularly, you know, suitable to writing a book or not. They are determined. And, you know, Pippa, of the people as an agent I represent, and just as writers, the people who really do it, they often have a real big calling in their heart. So, I mean, I know you, of course, know Gabby Lowe and her incredible book, Get Me to 21, or, you know, Costa Kalasavrakis, who was an addict and became an athlete. These people are telling a story because they have something to share with the world. And that's so powerful. So what pulls you through, it's not just the idea that you want to be a published author. It's not just the discipline and the actual scheduling that time in your diary. You know, we call it bum time. You know, on our mentorships, we say you have to commit to a certain hours of bum time. And that's a date with just you and your computer. But it's not just that that gets you to the end of and ultimately become an author. It's actually that you've really got a passion to share something and you want to bring your pearls of wisdom to the world. And there's a lot of wisdom to be shared. But those dates are so critical, and as a journalist, you know, and I know that, you know, you don't miss a deadline, right?
Yep.
You know, when you set that deadline down in your diary to deliver a story or to deliver a book, which is a bit of a bigger deadline, you know, you backtrack and then you work out what it's going to take to get you there. Is it a week of, I mean, I book out a whole day in my diary. My Fridays are writing days. But, and other writers, you know, some of the professional authors say they write for 2 hours in the morning. And, you know, you've got to find what works for you, but also what will get you to the end of your book. Because there are many people who are really good at starting a book, but very few who are good at finishing a book. And it's those special, you know, those special people who can just sit with their bum in the seat for all that time.
Sarah's latest book, co-written with Kate Emerson and Tessa Graham, is Write Your Book in 100 Days. Stop mucking about and just write your book is the subtitle. And it's full of really helpful, practical advice and exercises that will sort of hone in your thinking and help you focus and clarify key things that need to be in place if you do have the idea of the story in your heart that you want to share. Sarah, where do listeners pick up a copy if they are chomping at the bit listening to this saying, I'm ready to put my bum in the seat?
Well, they should be at Exclusive Books or otherwise on Red Pepper Online, or they can go to my website, which is thewritingroom.co.za, and pick up a copy there. You know, we also, Pepper launched our book as literally in March. Kate flew out to, she's currently living in the UK.
Yeah.
We had all these fabulous launches planned, and in March,
COVID.
And of course you can imagine what happened to us and authors around the world as COVID hit. But interestingly enough, Pippa, this year in book sales in the UK has outstripped the last 8 years of book sales. And I'm talking about hard copy printed books. So many things may have died, but reading hasn't actually.
I'm not
enough.
At all surprised, Sarah. I think there's been a massive demand for the comfort and the occupation while we've been stuck at home of reading. So that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I wish we had time to chat about the kinds of books that are going to be selling. We unfortunately are out of time, so I only have time to say thank you so much for joining us on the show, and good luck for the continued work nurturing the writers of tomorrow. Sarah Bullen, great to have you with us.